If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. It's been a rightfully so football-heavy show. I want to give one kudos to Rink Mast for a second. Triple-double Saturday against FIU.
It's nice.
18 points for him, 10 assists, 12 rebounds. Huskers win 96-66, 17 three-pointers made against FIU.
FIU. Yeah, now there's been three players in Nebraska history with triple-doubles. It's not an illustrious list.
Cam Mack, Rick Mastin, who was the other one?
Delano Banton.
Oh, I forgot Banton did
now,
that.
Now, Banton's still bouncing around.
He's bouncing.
Now, I think he's G League right now, but you're pretty close to the NBA. Closer than you are than where Teddy Allen is playing. I don't know why I went down a rabbit hole with Teddy Allen yesterday. He's playing in Tijuana.
Is he?
For the Tijuana Zonkeys. Teddy Allen. Still bouncing around.
That's good
there.
For Teddy.
Teddy Allen playing in Tijuana.
Some of those leagues.
I would have done that.
Some of those leagues are incredible when you start reading about the basketball where people go to play all
where
over
they
the
go
place.
To
where
play.
Where they go to play.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Anyway, good win.
17 threes. Nebraska's one more bye game tomorrow against Maryland Eastern Shore. Then it gets real. They got three tough games in a row. They play Oklahoma Saturday in Sioux Falls.
Okay.
I'll be there. I'm going.
Okay. Okay, this just came up.
I'll be at the game.
Didn't know this was going
on.
Well,
I'm not skipping the show.
I know, but it's still, it was just out of the blue.
I'll be in the stands.
Which one shocked you more, that Jake's going to the game without telling us, or that I was an assistant junior high wrestling coach at Mickle Junior High?
I can't get over the junior high
that one.
The
wrestling
thing. I didn't know you had a wrestling background at all.
And then Dancing Bear hyperventilated when he cut his hair. And then I almost missed the championship match because I was getting this pizza in the coach's lounge.
So, Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Pentagon in
that's Oklahoma.
Then and then they'll play New Mexico with Richard Pitino.
Wow.
Okay.
And then they'll play either K-State or Mississippi State. These are all separate tournaments.
Hold it. Did Pitino go back to New Mexico?
Richard?
Yeah.
Where's he at now?
He took the job in the
Big
East.
Oh, who's the head coach then?
I don't know, but it's not him.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Jeez.
Missed basketball.
He jumped ahead, and all of a sudden we put our foot in.
But New Mexico's good.
I don't think Richard's at New Mexico, is he?
No,
that's
he's not.
He just said.
No,
he messed up there.
He's back. Where's he at? Providence? Or
oh, it might be at Providence.
Someplace. He's in the Big East.
Okay, well,
I'll get it.
Not Richard, but a solid New Mexico team Nebraska will face. And then they'll play either K-State or Mississippi State. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In Kansas City. So that's three tough games after Maryland Eastern Shore tomorrow.
It gets real.
We'll know some things here.
Yeah, we'll know something. We will.
We're going.
Tonight we got Packers-Eagles on Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. One game, not two. Thank you.
Thank you.
NFL, no more of that.
Troy Aikman, yeah. Buck.
We don't need any more of Fowler and Riddick and Orlovsky doing a 6 p.m. game. Enough of that nonsense.
Oh, Richard Pitino's at Xavier.
Xavier.
There you go.
He's at Xavier.
And shout out, Nebraska volleyball, 15 straight sweeps. Just dominance. Dominance. They beat Minnesota handily on Saturday. So, great weekend for Nebraska
sports. They go to Minnesota and beat a ranked team on the road, and it's ho-hum.
Oh, they pounded him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things are good for Danny Busby and Kelly's team. Mm-hmm. They're doing big things. Mm-hmm. Are you going to watch Monday Night Football tonight?
No, I'll be working. You know my schedule.
What do you got?
A tough schedule. I probably won't start work until 7
tonight. Does bye week change everything for you? Is there still availability today?
I have some complications. I just have complications that complicate my Monday and Tuesday, which is why I may or may not be here tomorrow. But then Wednesday, my week.
You may not be on the show tomorrow?
It's 50-50. From Wednesday on, it slows down dramatically. But my Monday and Tuesday are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
The head coach at New Mexico, his name is Eric Olin, came from UC San Diego. New.
Not a household name.
Not Richard Pitino, my bad.
I was surprised you aired on that, Richard Pitino.
Messed up. Thank you, Bill, for correcting.
That's what I do, hoops.
He's a hoops man. You guys won the hoops trivia today.
Yes.
1-0.
Swept him.
Yeah, we were pretty good on that, too.
Thank you.
Matt Rhule speaks today?
Yeah, Matt Rhule.
Even though it's a bye week?
Then it's it. That's it. I'm going to say that's the only availability this week.
All right.
It slows down dramatically. I don't know. The one thing I'm wondering is how much will they practice even? Do you give them a lot of time off at this time of year?
Yeah, mostly. It's a three-day window. Usually there's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice. Thursday's usually early. They're kind of out. That's general. You saw Arizona State, so they're giving the whole time off. I would say with a new starting quarterback, you need something going. I need to be throwing some 7-on-7. I need something.
Okay.
I need something. And they're getting quite a jump film-wise also, too, on Penn State. Because that game will look significantly different because Jim Knowles will call the game way more aggressive. That doesn't mean that means that they'll win. I'm just saying that he will be much more aggressive.
I hear you.
In the game.
It'll look different, feel different. It's not going to feel like it did in L.A., I'll tell you that.
Special edition of One-on-One is next. Then the drive with A.D. and Nick is from 10 to noon today from the ice box.
From the box.
Hockey. Practice for the stars.
Nice.
Back to normal tomorrow. That's it for us. We will see you guys tomorrow.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.